How's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys that will hopefully open the door to your happiness. And isn't that what we all want? We just want to be happy. That's what I'm shooting for. I just want to be happy. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. If you like the show, maybe your friends will too. Help them find it. Why don't you share the podcast? You just might change somebody's life. My voice is kind of trash today for some reason. If you want to drop me a text, you can tell me that you're listening to the show, and I'd like to know where you're listening. Drop me a text at 304-506-3332 and let me know where you are. I want to know where you're listening. The music you heard was by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications. You can catch him at schultzmusic.com, all right? If you're looking for a new perspective in life, that's what this whole show's about, is to help you figure your life out for yourself. But if you got something you can't figure out, you want my perspective on it, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on an upcoming podcast if you like, and give you a shout out on the air, just like Michelle P. from Pennsylvania. Michelle, how's it going? Thanks for listening to the show and letting me know. And Daniela from Australia. Hey, Daniela, way over down under, I guess. Michelle and Daniela, thanks for writing into the show. I appreciate it. All right, let's get this show underway. The thought for today, my thought for today, I've been throwing these in once in a while, giving you a thought for the day, something to think about. And the thought for today is pay it forward. Pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody else without expecting anything in return. So if you pay it forward, if everybody started doing that more, wouldn't it be a nicer place and be a much nicer world to live in? It'd be great. But that doesn't happen. But it has to start somewhere. And hopefully, we'll start with you. I do that once in a while. I pay it forward just to be nice. All right, let's get to the show. Enough rambling on. I can hardly talk, but I'm going to get through this show for you. Today's show is 5 reasons to stop seeking approval from others. Man, so many people try to please other people, and they just forget about themselves. So if you're trying to please someone else and forgetting about yourself, then you're not really going to be happy, right? So how do you do that? How do you stop just pleasing other people? Well, here's 5 reasons to stop pleasing other people. Number one, you are the one in the driver's seat of your life. All right. A lot of people, they might have a good intentions, but they only speak from their own experiences and their own perspectives. They don't know you. They don't know what you've been through. They don't know why you're making decisions that you are for your life. You're the only one that is in control of your life. You're in the driver's seat. Trust in yourself and allow that the universe will guide you along your path, because it will. If you believe in yourself and you follow your convictions and you stay positive with the energy, it'll take you to where you want to go, take you to the right path. Number 2, create your own joy. I say this all the time, is you have to make yourself happy. Create your own joy. You got to put in the work. You got to follow your dreams that you've been too afraid to go after. You know what's on, what's on the other side of fear? Happiness, success. So follow your own joy. Go after those dreams. Create a business or train for a marathon or do something that would just totally make you feel happy. So many people look outside for answers and wonder why they can't find it, but you got to get in touch with your own soul, the inside, to create your own joy and your own happiness, and stop looking for it elsewhere from anybody else. Look inside and create it. Create your own happiness. You choose it, okay? Number 3, seeking permission from others takes up a lot of your valuable time. So stop seeking permission from others. If you always need permission from other people, you're going to spend forever trying to get them to see things from your perspective. You're going to be asking them questions. You're going to be relying on them for answers, and it's just going to take up way too much time, and they don't have the right answers anyway. You're the only one that knows you that has the right answer, right? That goes back to number 1. You're the one in the driver's seat of your life, right? Okay, number 4, you'll feel great when you depend on just yourself. And, you know, that's true, because when you really rely on yourself for a situation or something in life, and you totally are relying on yourself, when you accomplish it or you finish it or you reach that goal, the reward and the satisfaction it's unbelievable. You feel great. It really does. It makes you feel empowered. When you decide you don't need anybody else but yourself to feel happy, It makes you feel great. You don't need permission from anybody to feel happy. It's your birthright. You're allowed to feel happy. It's up to you. When you create your reality, you'll never have limiting beliefs again. You will always be able to create your reality and feel great when you want to. You just align yourself with that that you want and then take the action to manifest it. I say that all the time. All right, number five, you can't possibly please everybody, so why bother? Why bother trying to please everybody? There's no way. And when you're trying to please everybody else, you're spinning your wheels and it just takes so much energy away from what you really want to do that you just don't end up doing it. Scientists have found that people who want to please others all the time tend to experience higher levels of mental stress because they usually dislike confrontation. They usually go along with the status quo just to keep the peace, man. People pleasers also tend to have low self-esteem. They don't want to say anything wrong. They don't want to rock the boat. So they're trying to please everybody and say the right thing. And they don't want to make anybody else mad. They want to make everybody else happy. And in the process, somebody's not going to be happy. So you can't make everybody happy. So it leads to you being miserable. And you've given up your own opinions and your own beliefs and everything for yourself. You've given up just to try to make other people happy. So don't do that. Just don't do that. Other people can be with you, you know, in your life, but they don't know you. You're the only one that really knows you. Your bottom line is you're the only person qualified to make the decisions for your life. Nobody else knows all the details. So how can they make the decisions? They're not qualified to make the decisions for your life. Only you are. So choose happiness and choose the positivity. And don't worry about other people. If they're not happy with what you've done, that's not it's not your problem. That is their problem. So you have to stop trying to seek permission because you don't need permission. You need permission from yourself. Okay? So why even ask? So that's my thing for this show. Stop seeking approval from others. Don't ask anybody else. Do what makes you happy. Follow your dreams and be kind and be good. And that's it's just what everybody should follow, I think. But I'm just trying to get the word out there. But this is a short one. It's not a long show. My throat is kind of killing me. So as you can tell, it's a little raspy. But I want to say thanks for everybody who's listening to the show. Michelle and Daniela, thanks for writing in. Don't forget the text line. I want to hear from you. Where are you? Where the heck are you? 304-506-3332. Just tell me where you're at. I don't have time to text everybody back and spam you. I might say, okay, thumbs up. That's it. You know, I'm not going to bother you. So just let me know where you're at. And don't forget, my book will be coming out down the road called The Positive Perspective. It'll be coming out. So that's it. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we could all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.